Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Wasn't that awesome? I hope you guys got to see that. President Trump was just now on the America Reads the Bible. We're going to take a few minutes to listen to that because it was amazing, amazing. I take it as straight from the Lord. I really do. And it's this amazing passage from Chronicles chapter 7. And it's exactly what we need to hear. It really is. So let's do that first. And then we're going to jump into what is going on. And did President Trump cave? And is he playing doing the best at play? So check this out.
Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord, and in his own house he prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open according to all that I have commanded you, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments. Then will I establish the throne of my kingdom according to as I have covenanted with David your father, saying, there shall not fail you as a man to be ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up from the roots out of my land which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among nations. And this house which is high shall be an astonishment to every one that passes by it, so that he shall say, why has the Lord done thus to this land and to this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshiped them and served them. Therefore has he brought all this evil upon them.
Wow. Wow. Is anybody just in the wow mode? That was amazing. What an amazing passage for him to read. And, you know, I receive it. I know you guys do too. This is absolutely amazing. I just am really loving them doing this. I would encourage you to watch every day and be a part of this, and the Lord will bless you. I know just His word is so powerful and can just effect huge change in our country, which we desperately need. I'm telling you, the enemy does not like this because the word of God is very powerful. So share this information, AmericaReadsTheBible.com. I really encourage you to be able to look at it on your app, on your phone. Go to PureFlix.com. I've heard it's on YouTube, but I have not been able to see it over there. I've seen some advertisements, but not the live streaming. So I think the best way that I found is go to PureFlix app and watch it on your phone and just whenever you have time to listen to it. But yes, this is very much what I've been talking about for so long. If you're new here, I'm Melissa Redpill, and I look at the current events in the light of God's word, and the Lord has helped me to decode the book of Revelation. He's helped me to decode the minor prophets. They're all on my channel, melissaredpill.com. I'm seeing how all the Bible stories we've ever learned, they're actually a roadmap for what we're experiencing. And we had just been talking about Deuteronomy 29 and 30, where the Lord was saying, if you go into the land and you worship idols, well, I didn't understand what that was when I was growing up. But now we realize it's these Satan worshipers. If they worship Satan, if they lead us into technically worshiping Satan, then the Lord would have to remove us from the land and take away His blessings. And we've got to have the mercy of the Lord. He says, then I'll hear from heaven, though, if you turn back. If you recognize that this is what's happening and you're being sucked into it, then the Lord said He would hear from heaven. He'll forgive our sins and heal our land. And that's what we desperately need. That's what we are constantly about on our channel, is praying for that very thing. So definitely go and follow that, pureflix.com, PureFlix.com. I'm so glad that you guys are here. I'm just enjoying the show, watching what the Lord is doing, rescuing our country, healing our land. It's really an amazing thing. And yeah, we're going to get to that. Actually, what I think, because today is the third week and the third day of the counting of the Omer. And so we've been doing that. I've been showing that every day. And just right, like behind me, you see the beautiful bundle of grain. That's what the Omer Festival is all about. And I don't think it's a coincidence that President Trump was reading this on the third week and the third day. I'm just saying, I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that's really extremely cool. All right, so y'all ready to talk about Bessent? Let's go. Let's talk about what is going on with Bessent. And did President Trump cave? Because, you know, he's saying he's not playing around and he's, you know, whatever. He's going to blast them and end their civilization and all this bluster. Okay. But we have been talking about this on several videos. If you haven't watched them, go back and watch some of these, the ones that we've just recently done, like Trump Clues right there. And what was this one about the Antichrist? What was he reading? What civilization will die, President Trump? All right. So all these things that we've been talking about are about, you know, who is he really fighting? And we already know that he's clearly not fighting even a small group in Iran. It's the cabal. How do you cage a dangerous animal, as 17 told us long ago? How do you destroy this criminal network? How do you pull them down? And it is not an easy thing. And on the most recent video I did, and I just actually have it clipped onto my Melissa Red Pill X account, it's the three things that they're doing is removing their ability to run commerce, removing their ability to run all this mayhem and this conflict over here. And one other thing, anyway, they are being he is dividing their system and making it crumble. And so here's what he said today, because they were going to go meet. J.D. Vance was supposed to go over to Islamabad, Pakistan, and meet with the Iranian leadership. And somehow, you know, they were talking about going over. It's to 10-day ceasefire. But all of a sudden, they're like, okay, we don't have any cards to play. And you would think that they would have known that within 10 days ago, right? And so this is what President Trump posted. Based on the fact that the government of Iran is seriously fractured, like I said, these three parts that are just dismantling their system, they did not expect that, not unexpectedly. So, and upon the request of Field Marshal Asim Munir and Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif of Pakistan, we have been asked to hold our attack on the country of Iran until such time as their leaders and representatives come up with a unified proposal. I have therefore directed our military to continue the blockade and in other respects remain ready and able, and will therefore extend the ceasefire until such time as their proposal is submitted and discussions are concluded, one way or the other, President Donald J. Trump. So it's really open-ended. You know, when you have a ceasefire, you're like, okay, the deadline is at this point, and we're going to start blasting away. And he can say we're going to do that at any moment. But he realizes they are out of cards. They're out of options, and they don't know what to do. And they've got all these people to, you know, it really, honestly, it's the bloodlines that are having to figure out what are they going to do, because they've looked at all the options and they're just out of options. So this is a beautiful moment in the history of humanity, because what I truly believe is that this is literally the Antichrist. These people are anti-God, anti-family, anti-faith, anti-everything about Christ, anti-peace. Just, they're all about, they're just the Antichrist. That's all there is to it. So to have them dismantled so that they can no longer run this evil scheme on the world, it's an amazing thing. And so, yeah, he realizes, yeah, okay, I've got the cards. You have zero cards. And so he's giving them a little bit of time, but in that length of time, they have no cards. They have nothing they can do. And so here's what President Trump is doing with the straight. It's his straight now. It's the Trump straight. And so this is what President Trump just said on CNBC this morning. And so, yeah, I want you to hear what he has to say about the straight. Check it out.
Since then, we now know Tehran has publicly confirmed that it will send representatives to the meeting with Vice President Vance. What do you expect? What are you hearing at this point?
Okay, let me back up. It's so interesting that one minute they'll say they're going, and then the next minute they're not. That tells you that they really do not know what to do.
Sir?
Well, as I said 2 days ago when they said they won't send them, I said they'll be sending them. They have no choice but to send them. What I think is that we're going to end up with a great deal. I think they have no choice. We've taken out their Navy. We've taken out their Air Force. We've taken out their leaders, frankly, which does complicate things in one way, but these leaders are much more rational. It is regime change, no matter what you want to call it, which is not something I said I was going to do, but I've done it, indirectly maybe, but I've done it. And I think we're in a very strong negotiating position to do what other presidents should have done during a 47-year period. We have 47 years where these bloodthirsty people have been killing a lot of soldiers, a lot of our soldiers, and a lot of other people. They killed 42,000 people over the last 2 months. And, you know, you get to a point where people don't want to mention that. They don't like mentioning that. 42,000 unarmed protesters, innocent unarmed protesters, many of them hung. So we're not dealing with the nicest group of people, but we're dealing with them very successfully. And the blockade has been a tremendous success. They said two days ago, we will open the strait. I said, no, we're not going to open the strait until we have a final deal. No, we want to open the strait. They said, we're not opening. We totally control the strait, just so you understand, for all the fake news out there.
Yep, that's the case. It's the Trump strait now. He controls the strait. Like it or no, don't like it. And so really, okay, so the other thing I was going to say is the third piece is the military power, because he's saying that NATO is basically no more. We're not, you know, going to be protecting the NATO countries, so they can't be this one big military blob. So financially, militarily, according to this conflict that they've already always driven, that their game is over. Okay, so this is great that President Trump is coming out. And of course, at this point, this was this morning. I mean, literally, it's about minute by minute. I'm trying to put together this show tonight. Like, where are we? And it's just constantly in a state of flux, because this is real. This is a real war. In the past, we've had all these proxy wars, and they went on and on and on and on. This is a real war. This is the war to end all wars. This is what you would expect if it was a real war with a real negotiator, our wonderful President Trump, our negotiator in chief. Now, there's going to be a lot of people, oh, I can hear them now. I can hear them now. They're going to say President Trump caved. And no, he did not cave, because they are not able to go through the Strait of Hormuz, and they cannot do their transactions. I'm going to show you what's going on with that. Yesterday, they went and they, you know, knocked a hole in the engine room of this ship, the Tuska. Okay, I'm going to read this one to you. And then today it came out what was on that ship. So we're going to talk about that because I think that has to do with the Besant play, and we'll get to that in just a second. Here's what President Trump said. Today, an Iranian flight cargo ship named the Tuska, nearly 900 feet long and weighing almost as much as an aircraft carrier. I mean, it's without sound. You can see that. Almost as long as an aircraft carrier. Imagine that. It doesn't look as big, you know, until you really start to get closer up to it. Tried to get past our naval blockade, and it did not go well for them. Now, they were coming from China to Iran. That's what I was not clear on that at the beginning. They're coming from China into Iran. The U.S. Navy guided missile destroyer U.S. Spruance intercepted the Tuska in the Gulf of Oman and gave them fair warning to stop. The Iranian crew refused to listen, so our Navy ship stopped them right in their tracks by blowing a hole in the engine room. They told them, stand clear. You better get out of the engine room because this is coming at you. And so, what were they thinking? They're like a child that is a disobedient child that is like, we're not, going to obey our mommy and daddy. It doesn't matter. And we're just going to, do the bad thing anyway. You're going to get a spanking. I guess they're thinking that there are a lot of weak parents out there. President Trump is not one of them. He is not. The Iranian crew refused to listen, so our Navy ship stopped them right in their tracks by blowing a hole right in their engine room. That stopped them. You're not going anywhere. Right now, U.S. Marines have custody of the vessel. The Tuska is under U.S. Treasury sanctions because of their prior history of illegal activity. That's the best play we're going to get to. We have full custody of the ship and are seeing what's on board. Okay, what was it? What would compel them that they felt the need? I mean, it couldn't be diapers. it couldn't be something that, toothpicks. Was something pretty important that they felt that they needed to try to bust through this blockade. It's like, hello, you think that we're not going to notice? They're desperate times call for desperate measures, obviously. All right, so then this is literally when you watch the video, it's really cool because there's a motor vehicle Tuska, vacate your engine room. We're prepared to subject you to disabling fire. Really like a movie. But it's real. This is the real deal. And so there they are right on the, in the Gulf and, in the Strait of Hormuz and the Trump Strait rather. And they're just stopped dead in their tracks. So they go on the ship. Okay. And so what is on the ship? Well, President Trump said this morning, he said this was a gift from China. I'm like, what do you mean this gift? He didn't say, but I'm going to let you hear what he had to say, and then I'm going to tell you what it was, in case you haven't heard.
So we've used this to restock, and they probably have done a little bit of restocking. We caught a ship yesterday that had some things on it, which wasn't very nice. A gift from China, perhaps. I don't know. But I was a little surprised, because I have a very good relationship, and I thought I had an understanding with President Xi, but that's all right. That's the way war goes, right? But I will tell you that we have, our military is incredible, what we've done. I mean, think of it. In the first 3 days, we took out their entire Navy, 159 ships. So we've used this to restock.
Yep, that's amazing, amazing. So, yeah, it is this, he's spending this time restocking. And so he was like, there's a gift. And I'm like, what do you mean there was a gift? Well, it came out. Y'all ready for this? It came out that it was chemicals for missiles. Did you guys hear this? It was chemicals for missiles. China just got caught red-handed. The ship boarded by U.S. Marines was up to no good. The Tuska was traveling from China. The Washington Post said it was loaded with dual-use chemicals used to manufacture ballistic missiles. What are you thinking, G? Trump said, I thought we had an agreement. They've been running funny business, and now they're caught red-handed and in a lie. So that's just the facts of it. That's just the facts. Waters at Beijing just got caught doing us dirty, and Trump will make them pay. This is what I'm sure President Trump has known all along, but it's been revealed now before all the world. Put their hand right in the cookie jar. And so, yes, they have been doing a lot. All these, we have sanctions on Iran, and then it's been the Chinese have not been paying attention to any of these sanctions. And as President Trump has said many times, these people are pure evil. They have killed, by all accounts, 42,000 people. unarmed citizens. And this is the very reason that we've had them on sanctions, as well as the fact that they've been controlling the world commerce. Again, they're a proxy for the New World Order, that they have no compunction about killing innocent people. All right. So I want you to hear what he had to say on this. This was great reporting. Thank you, Jesse Waters.
The USS Esperance blew a hole in her engine room, stopped her cold. Marines choppered in, rappelled onto the deck, and took her over. The president says we have full custody and are seeing what's on board. It's an Iranian cargo ship called the Tuska, almost 1,000 feet long and weighs as much as an aircraft carrier. And it's been under U.S. and European sanctions. It was up to no good. The Tuska was traveling from China. The Washington Post says it was loaded with dual-use chemicals used to manufacture ballistic missiles. Beijing just got caught doing us dirty. And Trump will make them pay.
There you go. There you go. So this is what's going on now. I'm going to connect this, to what Bessent is doing. And so President Trump is fine with doing this ceasefire because he still controls the strait, and which is they're bleeding money. They're, you know, and then they're really out of cards, like as I was saying. All right. So if you like this content and you like to see how this is current events in the light of God's word, definitely give us a like. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. Make sure your bell is rung and make sure you always share. And because, you know, there's a lot of fear mongering out there. We're not about that. We're looking at all of this happening and really the great news about where we're headed as humanity. It's biblical, as we were told by 17. All right. So definitely go and hit the like button right now. Okay. So I want you to see what is happening with the money flow is being targeted. This is called economic theory. Okay. So you have this whole operation for the military is called Operation Epic Fury, right? But this is what Bessent has called economic fury. Now, all these years, forever, we've had all these sanctions, and it has done absolutely no good, except the people have suffered. Well, I think the people would have suffered anyway. And so all these sanctions were just on paper that, oh, don't do that, but everybody continued to do it, including China. And so the gig is up, and he is holding their feet to the fire. So check this out. He unleashed a fresh wave of sanctions targeting Iranian and regime-linked networks, with Treasury's OFAC blacklisting 14 individuals, entities, and aircraft tied to weapons procurement and transport across Iran, Turkey, and the UAE. So this sounds like has the power behind it. Just like we've got the military power behind the blockade in the Strait of Trump, this is what I believe is this will hold their feet to the fire financially so that they cannot do these transactions. As many times I've told you guys, before I did this and before I was a missionary, I worked for a bank and we had to follow OFAC restrictions. Oh my goodness. They had us do training over and over and over that if I allowed the bank to take in any money from someone who was on that OFAC list, it's called Office of Foreign Assets, something. Anyway, the point is, if that person's name was on the list and I took in their money, I would literally personally go to prison because I was allowing them to launder money through our bank. This would be literally my butt was on the line. I'm like, okay, I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen. So this is what they've been allowing to happen. And so these people have committed not just a felony in America, it's a worldwide crime if this person is on this list. Now, this is specifically for like traffickers, terrorists, people who would do illegal activities so that their name is on the list that they can't use their illegally gotten gains to purchase anything. That's really what the OFAC list is for. And this OFAC list is long. I've taken you before to it. It's called OFAC.gov/SDN list, whatever. It's /downloads, whatever. Anyway, if you go to the OFAC list, you can, OFAC.gov, you can find that list. I think I have it pinned on my Telegram. Bessent declared the regime must be held accountable for manipulating global energy markets and targeting civilians with missiles and drones, vowing that under President Trump's leadership, the U.S. will follow the money and crush those enabling Tehran's recklessness. And they're not playing, just like they weren't playing with that fire that went into the engine room and stopped that ship cold. These sanctions are hitting them where it hurts. It's just like it shut down that ship in the strait. This is shutting them down on finances, okay? Because they've been caught that they have been neglecting the sanctions. The IRG was so stupid to bomb their neighbors because now they're telling what they know about Iran's illegal banking transactions to avoid sanctions. Okay, so again, as he was talking about Turkey, he was talking about the UAE, but this is the thing. All those countries all this time were letting it slide. And now, because they got bombed, now they're telling on them and they're saying, okay, we realize now they're the bad guy. They were maybe taking some money on the side. Now they realize they can't do that because these people not only will kill their own innocent civilians and their own people, but they'll also bomb you. So now they're saying we're turning over the evidence. And so Scott Bessent has all this evidence against them. This, like I said, it was so stupid of them to bomb their neighbors that they were using to illegally do these banking transactions. And so that's what they didn't think about 10 days ago, was that we were going to have all of this information that has been turned over to us, and the gig is up. The gig is up. They have no friends in the world. They're left, by themselves. And I'm talking, again, not about the IRGC. I'm talking about the New World Order. Treasury Secretary Bessent revealed that after Iran bombed its Gulf neighbors, those nations are now cooperating with the U.S. to expose and investigate Iranian regime funds in their banking systems, allowing Treasury to push for freezing additional assets tied to IRGC leadership and senior regime figures. Senior regime figures means the New World Order, okay? So it says, while warning companies and countries buying Iranian oil that secondary sanctions will be enforced if Iranian money remains in their banks, calling the move the financial equivalent of kinetic action as in military action. Okay. As President Trump's administration tightens the chokehold on Tehran, they have used the Strait of Hormuz as a chokehold, but now we're using the sanctions as a chokehold. And now China's in the chokehold too. Okay, is this making sense? Isn't that amazing? It's really so, so amazing. We're living in the day. We're living absolutely in the day. Okay, so this just came out where he's going on economic fury war mode. And I wanted to make a picture. I wasn't able to do it of like, you know, they're the evil geniuses, you know, they're not evil. Obviously, Bessent and President Trump are good to the millionth power. But it's just like, oh, we've got them now. They're so excited. I can tell they're so excited. They finally have them right where they want them. They really, really do. They got them in the chokehold, literally, militarily, financially. And so they've been talking about this for a long time, working up this plan, and they fell right into their trap. The criminal cabal, New World Order, fell right into President Trump and Scott Bessent's trap. U.S. Treasury is now launching Operation Economic Fury to target all the shadow ships evading U.S. sanctions. There is nowhere to hide. We have all the information, all of it. And so this is the thing, you know, we're like, why is everything taking so long and blah, blah, blah. I know. But you've got to get rid of this, the ones at the top. You've got to get rid of them, and then everything else crumbles. Everything else is just really kind of a waste of time. You've got to get the ones at the top, because let's just say, you know, oh, what was the guy we just got? Oh, what's her face? Just resigned today. What was her name? Cheryl something or another. She's, yeah. What was her name? What's her name? Whatever her name was. Whatever her name was, I thought I had the post about all these people who've done all this criminal activity in our country. If they are thrown in prison, we'll just replace them with another puppet. Okay, they're all just get replaced by another puppet. But if you get the ones at the top and destroy their military power, destroy their ability to make all this mayhem, destroy their ability to have any financial. Any funds to do any of their mayhem, it's game over. All right. So that's very, very exciting. Very fun to watch President Trump and Besant. You can just watch that they are so excited having Operation Economic Fury and Operation Epic Fury. All right. So y'all ready to go talk about what's going on in Cuba? I'm telling you one thing. This is what Rubio has waited for all of his life. He has wanted to set Cuba free. And I think we're just right there on the verge of that happening. And, you know, technically, does it have to be that the Iran situation is resolved first and then Cuba just is resolved very easily? You know, because we know that with what happened in Venezuela, they're no longer getting any of the oil from Venezuela because they were doing that. You know, they shouldn't have been. There were sanctions on Cuba. They were sending this over there anyway. And now everybody's actually having to do what they have to do. They have to follow the rules. Okay. So that's the amazing thing that's happening because we have our law and order president, not only in America, but all throughout the world. Anyway, so yay for Rubio because, you know, he is a Cuban American. So let me read what he's doing. He just sent a U.S. delegation to Cuba. Secretary of State Marco Rubio dispatched a U.S. delegation to Havana, marking the first reported landing of a U.S. government plane in Cuba since 2016. A senior official confirmed the delegation met with the grandson of Fidel Castro while on the ground. During the visit, U.S. representatives pressed Cuban authorities for major reforms, including expanded internet access and the release of political prisoners. The move comes as U.S. pressure on Cuba intensifies, with officials signaling they see a potential opening to demand change from the island's leadership. It looks like they are, again, just like the cabal in managing Iran, the ones managing Cuba, they're out of options. So I want you to hear what he has to say on this. Check it out.
Marco Rubio dispatched a delegation of senior officials to negotiate in Havana. Last week, a U.S. government plane landed on the island nation's soil for the first time since 2016. As the U.S. fuel blockade worsens an already dire humanitarian crisis for Cuba's people, U.S. officials believe there is an opening to push communist leaders out. Quote, President Trump is committed to pursuing a diplomatic solution if possible, but will not let the islanders collapse into a major national security threat if Cuba's leaders are unwilling or unable to act. President Trump is reportedly considering a range of options from U.S. military intervention to U.S.-led regime change.
You hear that Cuba is next.
Even Cuba's president, wary of U.S. threats, says at this point diplomacy and dialogue with the Trump administration would be, quote, difficult given the changing nature of American foreign policy.
Cuba has always stood by its commitments, and the United States have not fulfilled its part of the deal.
President Obama ushered in the Cuban thaw of 2016, opening up Americans' access via travel and investment. But subsequent administrations restricted that access, much to the apparent dismay of Obama's inner circle.
Biden was a chicken shit. And was afraid to go back to the Obama policy.
A senior official confirms to us tonight that that delegation met with Fidel Castro's grandson, who is 94 years old, while on the ground in Havana. They also tell us the delegation made demands of Havana, including major reforms like opening up the internet and making sure going forward that they agree to release at least some political prisoners, Brett.
We'll follow it. Jillian Turner, live at the State Department.
Very exciting days. I just can't wait for every nation to be set free. And this is really what the Golden Age is about. If you haven't read my book yet, definitely go and get this one. It's, like I said, $2.99 over on Amazon, The Golden Age. And it's going to be the Golden Age of Peace for every nation. Every nation will be free. It's chock full of scripture. Very exciting. Yeah, so this is Democrat Senator Schatz. Will you completely commit to no regime change in Cuba? Senator Marco Rubio said regime change. No, we'd love to see the regime change there. That is statutory. The Helms-Burton Act codified the U.S. embargo on Cuba. We can't lift the embargo unless there is regime change. This guy needs to do his homework. Yes, that's what we want, dude. Yeah, okay. We want them to change it. Yeah, Rubio is on fire. I know he is just chomping at the bit to get this done. So I'm just very thankful. All right, here is the latest Cuban news. Alexandro Garcia del Toro confirms the U.S. and Cuba teams met. He calls the energy blockade an act of economic coercion that is unjustifiable punishment and the of the population and a form of global blackmail against sovereign states exporting fuel to Cuba. Because you can tell what I'm, reason I'm playing this for you is because this is proving that in the past, the sanctions were just on paper. Little paper tiger, as he was talking about it, just wave a little paper around. No, it didn't have any effect. But now all these sanctions, all these blockades, everything is having its effect. This could have happened long ago. People would follow, but that's the whole point. They follow it because they're, you know, the ones who are put in these positions and they get their hands padded and their, you know, pockets padded and they're able to, you know, find one way around it or another. He also says that neither party sets deadlines or made any threatening statements. Oh, I'm sorry. This was the other thing. They didn't set deadlines or make threatening statements, and that the entire exchange was respectful and professional. So I think that, you know, they are having negotiations. I think they realize that they really are out of options. And so that one also is hopefully going to be resolved very, very soon. All right. Now let's talk about Thune. What? A mess. This Thune creature, the Senate majority leader, he is clearly controlled, clearly controlled. It's just maddening. They did just send through the, with the 50th vote with J.D. Vance, they did get the approval on funding DHS, which is great, and ICE, which was great. A lot of money, but we got to do it because the Biden administration put us in this terrible, terrible position. Either way, whatever, that's at least done. I think he just didn't feel like he had any options on that, but he is not even going to bring up the SAVE Act before the Senate. I mean, this is treason. I don't see how there's any other way than this is treason. But he doesn't, you know, he doesn't feel that he has any options because he is not a free agent. He is not doing this based upon what he knows that the people want, or even the Republican Party on its face wants, or the any of that. It's because he's blackmailed and controlled. Oh, and just by the way, I have been watching that movie, The Blacklist. I posted this on the social media. I need to go grab that and show you guys a link to that. But I have been watching it. Not that I have the time, but anyway, so I don't even know what is my deal. I need to be like Trump and never sleep. Anyway, when I was watching it though, every night, every episode is about one thing or another that the cabal does. It's not really a movie about 17. It's a movie about how they do all this criminality and how they blackmail people and how they have them under their control. And I mean, it's intense. I'm telling you, if you want, it's over on Netflix. If you watch the, watch this, go to, see if I can find it. Looks like, is that me? Blacklist. If I can grab it, because I want you to have it. Yeah, here it is. Backles. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Yeah, okay, so I'm going to grab this link real quick and show this to you before I forget. This is, like I said, called The Blacklist, and it's here in this clip. I'm not going to play the clip right now, but in this clip, he's saying that, you know, the people who found out that there was a criminal organization running the world, they decided they would jump in like you and me, and that we would fight like crazy, and we would put an end to it. And he's saying, you know, that's, they risked their lives, they risked their everything, they realized they had to do it. And so, yeah, because this criminal regime is so evil, like I said last night, they had him in this guy, and it was an NSA agent, and they had him in a box, like a vault that you'd put a coffin in, and with oxygen, just, you know, these people who are in these key positions are at terrible, terrible risk. Maybe, I don't know about Thune. What have they said to him? What have they done to him? What position is he in that he is not doing what he should do? You know, so in one sense, maybe that's the issue, that he's afraid that something terrible happened to his family. I don't know. I don't know if he took the deal and they're saying, you have to do what we say. I don't know. Anyway, here, I'm going to just pop this over onto the chat, and I know our wonderful songbird will put this into the comment section and over on, obviously, on YouTube. Hello in YouTube land. All right, so I want you to see that before I forgot. All right, and then here, before I forget this one, I'll go ahead and show you that this one too. This is the link for the one I was just talked about at the beginning of the video where there are three ways that he is destroying the criminal cabal, and I posted this yesterday over on my Melissa Red Pill X. So it's that, those are the three ways: the constant conflict, the military power, and their commerce, gold, silver, and all their commerce. And that's, it's over for them. All right, so I'm going to pop this over into the chat too, so Songbird or Magic putting it everywhere so I can grab it. Okay, so there's that one. That's the three ways that they destroy, that President Trump is destroying the cabal. All right, now back to what we were talking about. Okay, so this is what's going on with the, okay, back to this. Back to Thune. And, you know, yes, he got through the DHS, the funding for that, and the ICE. But he's not going to even push it through the SAVE Act. He's not going to even push it through. And I hate to even say this, but, you know, it just, maybe you and I are better off that we have not been in these positions of power, because it sounds extremely scary. Like on that movie, The Blacklist, it sounds like these people don't play. If you don't do what you're told, you could end up in the East River. I mean, it's that kind of thing. But here's what President Trump said. The Democrats refuse to vote for voter ID or citizenship. The reason is very simple. They want to continue to cheat in elections. This is not what our founders desired. I have searched the depths of legal arguments not yet articulated or vetted on this subject and will be presenting an irrefutable one in the very near future. There will be voter ID for the midterm elections, whether approved by Congress or not. Bam. There you go. There you go. Hot diggity. There you go. President Trump has the Trump card on elections. And he's saying he has been searching the depths of legal arguments not yet articulated. These are things that maybe we've never even heard of. They've never been argued in court. And I don't know what it could be, what kind of Trump card he's got. But he said it hasn't been vetted, hasn't been discussed. He will be presenting this argument, irrefutable argument, one in the very near future. There will be voter ID in the midterms, whether they like it or not, whether they agree to it or not, whether they approve it in Congress or not. They are on orders by whoever controls them to prevent there from being free and fair elections in this country. And they know we're onto their little game. And that's why they hate us. But they can't get all of us, right? The people of our country are insisting on citizenship and no mail-in ballots with the exceptions of military disability, illness, or travel. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Okay, we'll see if I get kicked off of YouTube over that. All right, I know, I keep getting in trouble. All right, so I want you to see that. Okay, I remember how I was saying that at the beginning of each week, we're having some kind of bombshell for the beginning of each of the 7 weeks of the counting of the Omer. Over seven different weeks, there's on the first day of the week is on Sunday. So the first one was when President Trump had his famous post about you bleeping bleep, bleepity bleep on Easter morning about open the strait, right? And the second one was, the second week was when President Trump had this picture of himself as Jesus and he's with whatever, or doctor. And he's touching potentially JFK's head and he's healing him, right? And bringing him back to life and healing our country. Okay, what is the one on the third week? And there have been, he always does doozies. I think, though, I'm going to just throw this out there, that I think this week having the literal Word of God, the entire Word of God read aloud, live streamed throughout our country, that is, there's no bigger bombshell than that. It's really huge. It really is huge. I'm excited about having this accessible where this can be listened to over and over and over and over. We desperately need the Word of God. This is His Word is what saves us. The truth sets us free, and His Word is truth. What do you guys think? What do y'all think? I think so. I think that is the third week. If you guys have another idea, let me know. But every Sunday, we're going to be watching for what is going to be the next thing I really just can't even imagine anything bigger than the word of God. And then for him to read that passage just that I played for you at the beginning of this video. All right. So yeah. And then we'll see what over the next few weeks, what else is going to happen. Has anybody looked at the Jupiter in the night sky? Have you looked at the western sky to see Jupiter? So definitely go and watch for that. And then here in the next few weeks, we're going to see Venus come trucking along and we'll join with Jupiter on the 9th of June. So I'm excited to see that. So come on, Venus, let's go. All right, so next thing is our Kash Patel. Okay, Kash Patel. Again, he is part of this whole operation. No doubt about it. We were told on the 17 board long before I'd ever heard the word Kash Patel. Kashyap Patel, actually. We were told, and he was a name to remember. And he is now the FBI director. And I know that he is chomping at the bit to get to the bottom of these things, including all of it. Okay, but this is what he said. And again, he uses the term, this diseased temple. Check this out.
Every time I see President Trump, he says this repeatedly, that the election was rigged in 2020. I mean, he says it all the time. We all know that. And he's almost getting lost because he says it so much. You've been at the FBI now 14 months. Have you done anything about that? And do you have anything to tell us about that?
Absolutely, Maria. Look, I've been with the president nearly since day one on this. As I told you earlier, I was the one that led the effort with folks like Trey Gowdy, Johnny Ratcliffe, and Devin Nunes to expose the corruption that tried to thwart President Trump's first presidential election run. And we saw the FISA abuses there. And I lived through it, and the media came at me then, too. That just shows you that when you're over the target, you keep pummeling the target because the media is going to try and pummel you. We are not going to take this and have not taken this laying down. We did already indict former Director Comey, and that's going through the judicial process. But we also, at this FBI, even though we uncovered what we uncovered back in the House Intel days, I had to come in here and find rooms that they hid from the world. I had to come in here and find access on our computer systems in restricted and prohibited case files that they purposely put in places for no one to see and find. We have found all this information. We are working with our Department of Justice partners, and I am never going to let this go because they not only have personally attacked the presidency of the United States and President Trump, but they tried to thwart our elections and rig the entire system. And that is not something that is going to stop. That is not something I'm going to allow on my watch. Right. But you just have to remember, they built this disease temple over 20 and 30 years. We've got all the evidence. I can announce on your show that we've got all the information we need. We're working with our prosecutors, the Department of Justice, and their Attorney General Todd Blanche, and we are going to be making arrests. And it's coming, and I promise you, it's coming soon.
Well, okay. It reminded me of the passage, Habakkuk chapter 2. If it tarries, wait for it, but it will surely come, and it will not be delayed. It's according to God's exact, precise, perfect timing. Just like that star in the heavens, we were like, oh, come on, Jupiter, come on, Venus, conjoin. Just like when Jesus was born, that was the beautiful sign in the heavens of the Bethlehem star. If you haven't seen that, go to my Melissa Red Pill and just search the Bethlehem star and you'll find it. But this is, you know, we're having to wait on God's perfect timing. That's just all there is to it. And so I love that he said they built this diseased temple. He knows that that is 17 language, right? And so it's coming soon, coming anon, right? Okay, a couple of things. He said that they've indicted Comey, and he was a former FBI director. That's a huge thing. And now this is in the Southern District down in Florida, and Joe DeGeneva is down running this prosecution. So that is huge because we know he is a strong patriot and that he's been chomping at the bit to hold these people accountable. He's been talking about it forever. And his wife, Victoria Tenzing, I think is her name. Also, we just recently got some new judges in place. So a lot of these pieces of the puzzle have to be put in place. So you've got good judges who will not thwart justice from coming. Now, what was her name? Her name just Cannon is down in Florida, and that she is the one who's going to hear this case against so many of these in the documents case down in Florida. So that should be interesting. I don't want it to be anyone in our corner. We just want justice to prevail, right? And that's all we've ever wanted. All right. So now I'm going to tell you one other thing before I forget. I think this is really something I think you'll really like. I'm going to play this one real quick. This show, or read this video. read this verse to you. Come on, Melissa. This is in Zephaniah chapter 3, 5 through 17. For the Lord will remove his hand of judgment. This is exactly what like President Trump was reading. He will remove his hand of judgment and will disperse the armies of your enemy. The Lord himself, the King of Israel, will live among you. At last, your troubles will be over. And you will never again fear disaster. This is the word of the Lord. This is the promise that the Lord has given us, that this day would come. This is in Zephaniah. Most people don't read Zephaniah, but I do. I love me some Zephaniah. This is in the some of the book, Major Clues for Minor Prophets. On that day, the announcement to Jerusalem will be, and we are Jerusalem. We are the city of peace. God's people are Jerusalem. Cheer up, Zion. Don't be afraid, for the Lord your God is living among you. How about that? This is on page 229 of the book, The Golden Age. The Golden Age, right there. Check it out. I think you'll really, really enjoy it. And don't forget to go ahead and please do me a favor and put a review over on for my books. I would really, really appreciate it. So I'm going to pop this over onto the chat for you guys. And if you don't mind, I would really appreciate that. And so I'm going to put this over on the YouTube, please. So there they are, right there. I said I'm going to do it. Yay. All right. And so then the one about I was just reading to you from Zephaniah is in this book, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. This is it. They're everything that they say, it just rings true in this day. And it's because we finally have awakened, just like Ezekiel had the dead dry bones awakened. So if you want to listen to the audiobooks, they're now on Kindle. Yay. And I'll also have them over on my freedomforce.live. And I'll pop that link over in the chat. This is, you can get there either way, freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.zion. Yes, R. Carl, you made me mess up. Cheer up, Zion. Yes, melissaredpill.com. Okay, so here is where the audiobooks are, and I hope you really enjoy them and you can listen to them. It might take us a couple of times for you to really soak them in because we've been misled in so many ways. And so you can also send those to your friends and share them with your with everyone. Because it's such good news. Where we're headed is such good news. I hope that really speaks to your heart. All right. I think that's everything. Let me see. Is there anything else? I think that's it. That's it. Okay. Yeah. I have 51 minutes. Not so bad for me because I've been really running long lately. Definitely. And don't forget to go and check out the micronutrients page, the detox, because these are on special right now this week. Definitely check this trial offer. You can get this detox that I do every day, $13. And this is something I do believe I'm just going to use this at least until the cabal is gone. And it goes to the cellular level to remove all these heavy metals that they're pummeling on us. So I'll pop this in right here. This is the detox. I love it. I'm so thankful for these wonderful patriots who have provided this for us, and I also do the super greens every day in my smoothie, so, and also do the fulvic minerals in my smoothie. I just love it. I'm so thankful to have ways to help my body to receive the nutrients. I need every bit of energy that I can get. I need my body working at full steam, full speed ahead. Let's pray. Again, we praise you, Lord. We thank you that you're the King of the world and you made these promises and you are able to keep these promises. And we trust your perfect timing, just like you said through Habakkuk, that if it tarries, it feels like it's taking forever, which it kind of has, to wait, because it will surely come and it will not be delayed. It will be exactly according to the plan. And we know that what's going on right now, bringing down this terrible criminal cabal, it looks like mayhem. It looks a little crazy to us, but we know this is exactly according to the perfect plan. Thank you for all these who are working so hard to read the Bible through in this week. I just know, Lord, this is just like you did through Nehemiah and Ezra and Josiah and others who returned people to you and to worshiping you. And first thing they did was reading your word. This is so biblical what we're experiencing. I just pray that you'll bless our country and have everyone hear your word and be blessed by your word, and for this to be a salvific of a cleansing for our country. Thank you for a wonderful president reading that amazing passage from Chronicles, that if we will hear, if we will humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked way, then you'll hear from heaven. You'll forgive our sin and heal our land. And we're so thankful that that's what we're experiencing. We're going to see our land healed, not only here, but everywhere, all over the world. We just are so excited about the golden age. It's going to be so beautiful. And we're just very thankful that you've allowed us to live to see this day, and that you've brought us together on the Freedom Force Battalion here over here on melissaredpill.com so that we can join together and fight together and rejoice in the wonderful truth about how this is biblical, the biggest truth of all about how this is your plan to rescue humanity. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. I love you guys. I'm so glad we got to hang out together. And I will talk to you. I'm going to play this. I'm going to see you Saturday morning. See you at 10:30 a.m. Be prepared. And I'll be sharing everything over on the social media. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. And I will talk to you later.
Best of pure white linen followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.